When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Buckle up. Here we go. Hey, Ben and Kelly, got a strange situation that'll sound like I'm making it up, but please bear with me.
Okay.
Been dating this guy for 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
We met in public. Mm-hmm. I actually went up and asked him for his contact info.
Mm-hmm.
He's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like he was made in a lab. Also, turned out to be a great guy. Kind, caring, funny, really attentive.
Sure.
Our relationship was perfect. And I have totally seen myself marrying this guy.
Okay, cool.
Now something is going on that's really bizarre, and I don't know what to make of it.
All right.
So last week, my boyfriend sat me down. Told me that he had something serious he had to tell me.
Mm.
My heart skipped a beat. I'm imagining that, you know, what he's about to say is going to end our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit with him. He tells me that this is a tough time of year for him because of Halloween and the upcoming Hunter's Moon. I was so confused.
He's a werewolf.
So he cuts to the chase and blurts out, I'm a vampire! So I start laughing because my boyfriend's silly like that, right? But he sits there all stoic, serious, tells me he's not joking.
I'm a vampire!
Okay.
Sorry, that was Nicolas Cage. That wasn't him.
Okay. He goes on to tell me that much of what culture says vampires do, they don't.
Mm.
He said he doesn't drink human blood.
Okay.
But he does eat raw steak every day.
Okay.
He only sleeps during the day as his job is task and not time oriented.
Okay.
The reason why he's so pale and never goes out in the sun is because it burns his skin.
Oh.
He said that the sun's rays were 10 times more intense on him than me. After all this, he tells me how much he loves me and how he hopes I can still love him. At this point, I was getting angry because he wouldn't stop. I told him I had to go and went home.
Yeah.
The next day, he's texting me and then showed up at my place that night. What was maddening is that he still wouldn't quit the act.
Okay.
It's been almost a week. Nothing's changed. He keeps insisting that he loves me, wants us to be together.
Sure.
He said it is possible. And it's not true that he has to turn me into a vampire, too. Well, that's a relief.
Wait, so the Twilight movies were incorrect?
Apparently. So what's going on? Is he trying to make me break up with him? The way I see it, either he wants me to break up with him, he's certifiably crazy, or he is indeed a real-life vampire.
Okay.
I just want him to stop this stupid thing and get back to normal. Should I ride it out through Halloween?
I mean, you might as well, right?
I feel like you have to for us.
For us! Think of the show!
For us! For us, we're gonna... We're gonna need you to hang in there. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's a... That's an interesting thing.
Yeah. And again, I'm with her. What the heck?
Chris texts in and says, test him. Put up mirrors in the house. Carry around a bunch of garlic. Now,
okay.
I mean, he did say that a lot of the stuff that we know, pop culture-wise, about vampires isn't true. I mean, okay.
Like, also, the fact that vampires aren't real?
Yeah.
I mean, that part? Is that part accurate?
I mean,
is he saying no?
Is it true that he's like he doesn't have a beating heart? I mean, isn't that part of what a vampire is? Vampire is not living, right?
Well, I think
isn't
that's,
that part of it?
I thought
can't you,
so.
Can't you
I
lay
I
your
don't
head
know the,
on his chest? Do a little experiment.
I mean, they're immortal, right?
I don't know
if that means they're like zombie-like dead. I don't know.
How far have you gone with this guy?
Stop.
Aren't you curious?
A little, but she didn't. I feel like she would have offered that up like, that's normal. I don't know.
Would she have said that to us, Kelly?
Yes, I feel like she's sharing a lot.
She is.
I feel like she would have included that. I mean,
she's like below
we
the
think
waist
about
is
that
just
immediately.
Fine.
Yes. Everything she's, I mean, she said everything was pretty great. We're just assuming that is too.
Are we though?
I mean,
all right. Anyways.
I feel like she would have included it if something was seemed off.
maybe she hasn't gone that far. If she's been dating him 7 months.
7 months. Impressive if she hasn't.
Yeah, maybe they're taking it slow. There's no shame in that, right?
Exactly. 1,000%.
So I mean, where are we going with this? Do we
well,
want to
I guess
it up
we're trying to help her decide, like, does she cut and run, or how long does she continue on with this if he's going to keep insisting this is real?
Yeah, okay. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your thoughts about this. Maybe you are a vampire and you'd like to call in and weigh in on what's going on.
Has anybody dated a vampire before? Can you corroborate this information?
A vampire. That may be the most strange sentence that's come out of your mouth this week.
Yes. Yeah. But yes, 1,000%. Is there a Facebook group around town we don't know about? Are there meetings?
Is there a Reddit thread where it's, I'm dating a vampire? Help.
I mean, that's where it would show up, right?
Maybe. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Yes, we are in the middle of a group therapy that involves a...
I'm a vampire!
I'm not sure that's exactly how he said it, though.
No. So our listener, Madison, told us a story about her boyfriend who of 7 months who basically sat her down and said, hey, it's going to be a rough week for me because Halloween week and the harvest moon and all our hunter's moon, sorry, it always is because a little thing I need to tell you, I'm a vampire.
Yeah. And then he was just kind of dispelling a few little myths.
Sure.
That Hollywood is painted in our heads.
Yeah.
And so she's like, what's happening here? Because he hasn't dropped this story and I'm starting to get like really annoyed. Is he trying to break up with me? Is he like, what's going on? Chris said, it's one of three things. Number one, he's trying to get her to break up with him. Then you should. He doesn't want to be with you and isn't man enough to handle it.
Okay.
Number two, he's psychotic. Do you really need someone to tell you what to do here? And number three, he really is a vampire. Again, do you really need someone else to tell you what to do here?
there really is only three options here.
All roads lead to get out. But then you go mine the comments of Facebook, right? And everyone's like, no, you're not leaving this in this relationship because we need to know how this pans out.
Sure.
Yeah, Fran's just like, don't even know what to say. Different strokes for different folks. If you're not into vampires, move on because it's going to get weird from this point on. Dawn says, girl, you got to stay with them through Halloween so you can come back and tell us what happened.
I mean, that's kind of what we're all saying, right?
Yes. And then Rebecca says, I'm too nosy to be posed with a situation like this because now we're never breaking up. Now I have to know just how far this vampire story goes and we'll be married by next weekend. Taking notes in the background. There's a book on this somewhere.
Jasmine, you said there's a show or there was a show about this?
Wasn't there a show a long time ago? It was like a reality show that there was a guy that was a vampire and a lady that was a witch and a nudist and whatever. And they, you know, had regular people hang out with the alternate lifestyle people.
What show was that? Because I feel like I need to watch it. Were they all living in one house?
What We Do in the Shadows?
I don't know.
Is that
No. That's not a reality show.
It was a reality show, though. I can't remember whatever. But anyway, there was a dude that was a vampire. And, you know, he said the same thing. What Hollywood says, blah, 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 blah. It was like a thing. It's like a thing.
Oh, okay. Well, if reality TV and Madison's boyfriend are telling us anything, it's that this is all real.
Well, Randy says everyone has things that's weird about them. At least it's not weirder. I think he felt safe enough to tell you.
You should take it as a compliment.
Exactly.
Yes, he feels trusting enough in you and your strong relationship to say, this is my freak flag.
Yeah, she's countering all the people who are saying, yeah, he's just trying to break up with you and he doesn't have the words to just say, I just don't think it's going well and we should probably break up. She says, I don't think he'd come out and tell you this if he was looking to break up with you since it took him so long to mention it. They've been together 7 months.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, He's like, you know what? I feel confident in you. I'm gonna show you my freak flag and take it for what it is, right?
Oh, Natalie said the show was Mad House.
Oh, the reality show?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Michelle's like, Team Edward, roll with it. Who cares? It's bizarre. We know he really isn't really a vampire. Besides, if I could afford to eat raw steak every day, best believe I would be.
I mean, he didn't say what kind of cut it was. It could just be, you know, flank steak or something.
Raw steak. Wow. Tanya said, so yeah, those are kind of characteristics of a vampire. However, he could just be allergic to the sun or he just had sensitive skin. He should see a doctor about that. And nothing else really is that far out there. People eat raw meats all the time. Lots of people eat bologna. That's raw meat. So is it?
It's processed meat.
Okay, so I think he's either telling you this so that you'll break up with him, or he's just seeing if you will break up with him because of his weird habits.
All right, Madison, listen, we can go round and round about the what ifs and what ifs and what ifs. I think the curiosity standpoint is too much for me, and I'm going to go ahead and lean on the side of, he's not going to do anything to harm you because he feels trusting enough in you to give you his freak flag, hand it to you, wave it in your face and say, this is me. Take me for who I am. And so maybe you just roll with it at least through next week, right?
I'm with everyone that's saying marry him because I just need to know how far
okay.
this is going to go.
All right. So we'll check back in with you, okay, Madison?
I'm saying at least hang through Halloween.
All right.
At least hang through Halloween. Let's see how long we keep this up, and then we decide. And Missy's like, yes, is his skin cold to the touch? I mean, that's how Bella figured out that Edward was a vampire.
Missy.
How old is he really?
Madison's boyfriend said Hollywood doesn't depict vampires correctly.
I still need to maybe let's do a little investigation. I need to see his birth certificate. Let's do some blood work, maybe. He's going to stick with this, I would start demanding some physical proof.
Yeah, and start checking things out below the waist, too, and just make sure that everything is functioning and works properly down there.
How are we to know the difference?
I don't know. Okay. Kelly, I don't know. All right, anyways, that's group therapy. Thank you. Madison, definitely.
Report back, please. We're all invested.
We're going to try to follow back up with you, and we wish you well.